Bar Halacha Thursday night, or on Hilchos Sfira, or Le Yom Hey. Let's see, E-R. Or Le Hey Year, right? My son's birthday. Hey Year, right? The minhag of not listening to music during Sfira. We're familiar with the minhag, and according to many opinions that exist before every single Jewish singing group in the planet has to put out an a cappella tape, even before those days, many early sources say beferish it's usur. I used to think also that it's only a violation of the spirit of the law, not of the letter of the law, but it's not like that. I see now that Ramosha the Tzitz Eliezer and Minchas Yitzchak, they say that it's usur to sing in a group. Group singing, and it's like a Simcha Dikka type of singing that could lead to dancing. That's how they frame it. Rikudin u'mecholos. So a singing in a group, with the exception of Shabbos Mirus, which you could be makil because it's a Dvar Mitzvah, Malav Malka also. But otherwise, an individual singing is okay. It generally does not lead to dancing. If it does, okay, maybe it does. But it generally does not. But the group singing, even without instruments, is asur because it leads to dancing. And that's already rikudin u'mecholos, and that you're not supposed to do. On that basis of Shlomo Zalman was meikil on a group singing slow, dveikus type song, not dveikus the group, dveikus type songs which don't lead to dancing. So he was meikil without instruments, he was meikil in that setting. But I was also surprised to see that it might, according to many achronim, Gedolei Poskim, it might very well be also Iker Hadin. And I'm surprised there's not more of they're busy with Shlissel Challah. I don't know, they're busy saying how, maybe I'll make a kunshus about this and put up signs, I don't know. We'll see. Tonight is Yesod Shebet Tiferes. Sometimes, once in a while, I'll give a remark about the sphere of the night. Tiferes, it's a lot of things, the seven, the spheros, there's ten, we talk about seven of them, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, etc. Tiferes in Midos is, of course, the combination of Chesed and Gevurah, a blend, a harmonious blend, which probably might be described as Rachamim in many Sforim, because Rachamim, there's different types of Rachamim, but the deserved Rachamim is really a combination of Gevurah and Chesed, or Chesed and Gevurah, because it's not just Tam Chinam, but it's Rachamim usually refers to deserved Rachamim, so there's an element of Gevurah there and an element of Chesed. Yesod refers to that it should be different things, but that we'll just talk about, that it refers to it should be, so when a person develops Midas HaTiferes, that he's able to balance. Sometimes Chesed, pure Chesed is called for, sometimes pure Gevurah is called for, and sometimes Tiferes is called for. But Yesod means you should work on it, and the aspect of Yesod, it should be foundational, it should be lasting, it should be something that is not just punct happened, the mikre, but Yesod Shebet Tiferes is that your Tiferes should have a Yesod, and it should be a solid, well thought out mahalach in your life, not just something that you stumbled into. So working on that aspect is Yesod Shebet Tiferes.